Biden photo op. They'll say, well, wages are up and it's wonderful and we're increasing jobs and blah, 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 blah. The fact is that we're backtracking. This is getting serious.
Yeah, there are one-third of Americans, 32% of Americans, expect their financial condition to deteriorate this year because of inflation, and only 16% of Americans believe that Biden's policies will rectify the problem. So you can see, whenever you hear a Biden team member go on TV and say, hey, wages are up and, you know, the best employment in 50 years, nobody believes that, and nor should they, because we're living life out here. We know the truth, despite what the media says.
And I don't know how many of you have been out to dinner in recent memory, but what I'm finding is meals that were $6 are now $8. And restaurateurs, they don't even apologize anymore. And that's fine. I think that's that, you know, they've got, this is the problem. This is the problem, that restaurateurs who operate on 1 or 2% margin, you know, there's like 1 or 2% profit for even successful restaurateurs, that they're having to raise their prices.
It's just the cost of doing business, and they don't have a choice. And we understand that fact. But at the same time, we're getting pinched from every area of our life, from gas prices to groceries to going out to buying products that are hard to find, hard to get. And certainly when you have policies in place that are causing the problem, and they're talking about for 6 months, that's over 180 days tapping in to the strategic oil reserve. And that is, what, a million a day? So
a million barrels a day.
So figure that's 180 million barrels of oil that we need, possibly, if World War III really does kick off. And now it won't be there. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's really bizarre what the president talked about today as trying to lower the price of gasoline at the pump. I get that. When you've got the Republican National Committee and various political candidates registering voters and re-registering voters, it's a little scary. And I understand. So a million barrels a day, well, great. But it's coming from somewhere.
And the fun thing about this, Kevin, is there are people going around to gas pumps in this country that has a picture of Joe Biden pointing towards the price of the oil, and it has the caption, I did that!
Yeah.
With an exclamation point.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love that. Next, there'll be a Let's Go Brandon deal at gas pumps. That would not surprise me at all. Coming up in the program, violence in our schools has become a major, major issue. I think it's going to be a major issue in the midterm elections, because this has happened on Joe Biden's watch, this violence in our schools, especially the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country. We've got a real problem. Clark County School District just the other day tried to do some things that some new guidelines that will improve the issue. Kevin Child, a former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, will weigh in on what he thinks about these new guidelines. Are they discriminatory against youngsters of color? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And I'm looking at the Nevada Department of Transportation incident sheet right now. The crashes on area freeways, Interstate 15 northbound to US 95 northbound, that has basically closed the HOV ramp there. And it's still showing. Also, US 95 southbound after Valley View in Las Vegas. Separate incident. The left lanes are blocked in that one as well. Also, looks like you're averaging 55 to 60 miles per hour on the 15 through the resort corridor. No problems there. But do remember those lane restrictions downtown. Major delays at times on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It had long been rumored, but it is now official. Las Vegas will host a Formula One race in November of next year, the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Plans are still being put together, but it's going to go along a stretch of Las Vegas Boulevard starting near the MGM Grand heading north. It will then go under under construction MSG Sphere facility before it connects with Sands Avenue and eventually Las Vegas Boulevard to go south until turning east on Harmon Avenue. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a win yesterday, defeating Seattle 3-0. The two teams play again tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off Spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're wondering why we have Kevin Child on the show a lot, I'll give you the answer that it probably is closest to being true. His mom wants us to. His beautiful mom wants to hear her son on the radio. Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and he joins us. Kevin, how you doing, friend?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely wonderful. My mom's downstairs listening to you on the computer.
Oh, good. Good for her. Good for her. A reason I wanted to have you on, there is so much being talked about. The other day, the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country, announced new guidelines on curbing violence in our schools. The numbers are scary. They're staggering. Yeah. What's been going on in our schools? Can you give us an overview of what you know about what's been going on in our schools just over the last couple of years?
Well, what you're seeing is a lot of violence. Well, and it's been sparked by, guess what? Lockdowns and not people knowing what to do with their kids at home. And parents need to take responsibility of their children And what you're looking at is some failed policies at Clark County School District. They don't want to, what they're starting to do is address them, Kevin.
What did they do the other day? Do you know the extent of what these changes are all about?
Well, they're going to start doing more RPCs. They're going to put back, you know, the request.
Explain what that is. Please don't do
it. Okay. Well, if your son or daughter gets into a conflict with another student or with a teacher or with an administrator, they're required to, they would be sent home until the parent would come in and talk to the principal with their child. And they would go over what would go on, what they did wrong and how they could probably correct it. Well, they kind of, with restorative justice, I don't know if anybody knows what restorative justice, we can go in that a little bit. That's just making sure the kid stays in school, doesn't go home, and they can treat the child at that school.
So what is restorative justice? Let's define what we're talking about here.
Okay, so restorative justice is where you keep the child, that child, you know, he or she at that school, and they work through the conflict. So they have to do a couple classes or in another classroom to go through what they're going through at home maybe. But it seems like they started that 4 years ago, Kevin, and it seems like it's not doing any good because we still have more fights. It still keeps on escalating each year after year. So I think that they're finding this stuff out, and now they're going to probably start expelling kids. But then you've got another layer on that cake is that you have another program. It's called Dads in School. So Dads in School, you register through Clark County School District, and they'll take you to the website where the dads will come to the school and walk like hall monitors. I think that's a great thing that they can do because, again, now you have more eyes and ears, and these people that go in those schools, dads in schools, they are vetted. They have an FBI back check. They have a background check, and then they get approved by Clark County School District, and they're allowed to go in the schools.
I'm curious. I'm curious. What is the police presence at every school? I mean, is there a police presence? Do they have a car parked out in front of every school? Do we have officer friendlies in the school?
So what you have, and I've always advocated for our school police, they're some of the best in the nation. We are very short on police officers, our school police officers. There's only two probably at every high school, and the other ones, they cover the middle school close to them or the elementary. One of my proposals when I was on the board is that we would have an officer at every school, two in at the high school level, and then one at the elementary level and one at the middle school level. And sometimes you probably need two in the elementary because those children are a little bit more rambunctious than the high school and the elementary school. So you need a lot more presence, and they do not have presence in those schools.
So is it manpower? Is it manpower or money that's preventing us from having more cops in the schools?
It's going to be both because manpower costs money, and that's what you're going to look. And they need to look at in the budget. Remember, they just got $6.7 billion the federal government gave the state of Nevada, and this is all about COVID relief. So that's going to, if that money goes to COVID release and taking care of other things, that means money should be freed up to do other things such as, you know, having safe schools, having a safe neighborhood. And I know that Metro has teamed up with CCSD, PD, and they're working with, you know, after school, they know what time the kids get out, so they patrol the areas. Because let's face it, before school and after school is where you have a lot more problems because once that bell rings, those kids are out, and you're going to have a problem.
I want to ask you about mental health, because many people believe that much of this violence is due to mental health problems, not necessarily criminality or anything like that. What do you know about mental health and what we're doing in our schools, and is it enough?
Well, not enough. We are short about 120 psychologists through the Clark County School District only because they don't want to pay them. And a lot of people don't want to do the job because the pay's not there. When you have a $120,000 college bill and you're only going to get paid $60,000 to be a psychologist for a lot of kids, by the way, people don't want to take that job. They'd rather go in private practices and make themselves over $100,000 a year. So it is pay and it is a shortage, but you have to address it, you know, going through school or lower the cost of education so they don't have that incurring debt, so they don't mind taking a job in the school system.
So tell me this, when did this all begin, and what is it that was the trigger for this violence? I mean, do you have a feel for, I mean, you've been around this district for a long time now.
Well, let's take it back to you and I going back to school. I know I'm 60 years young. There was fights in the schools. There were racial fights in the schools back in the 70s. But again, there's always going to be, but if there's more eyes and ears out there, there's going to be less fights. And then we need to have our kids have more social-emotional training. This means some of those parents, you got 69% of our kids that go to the Clark County School District are on welfare out of those 320,000 children. That's a lot. So you've got almost, 69% of these kids are on welfare. They're not happy at home. Their mom and dad are struggling, or their mom is struggling, or their dad, and they're single family, and they don't have time to raise their children, and it just puts a burden on our classrooms. And there, an added pleasure to that is overcrowded classrooms, Kevin. They haven't even addressed the overcrowded classrooms, and so as a teacher, how are you going to watch 35 middle school kids in your classroom and teach them, especially when two start messing around? You just lost that whole classroom for the whole 55 minutes that you're in class.
A lot of frustration. Do we have evidence that teachers are being caught in the middle of this thing, that maybe teachers are going to start becoming victims of this violence? That right now it's student on student, but is it possible we're going to end up with teachers?
It's already been with teachers. There's been students in high school punching teachers, kids in middle school punching teachers, kids in elementary school going after teachers because they get frustrated. I've seen it many times as my 4 years of running the school district, and I was like, we need to start talking to these kids more. And I put forth, said that we need to have social-emotional training taught, not to just how your feelings are and what you're doing, not your gender, not nothing, but how to survive socially and emotionally, how to treat each other and how to treat yourself. And that was the biggest part. And again, we had four trustees that never liked to do stuff like that.
And now?
And now they're starting to look at that. And this is, and I'm hopefully that these trustees or whoever comes in the next election and your listeners, they start changing these people up, because the people that are sitting on that board right now don't deserve a second term on that board, because they're not doing what they need to be doing, is helping run that school district and finding solutions to fix, the violence and the teacher shortage and everything else that goes, the frustrations that go into public schools.
I want to ask you, because I know they're out there and they're probably listening to this show right now, and that's the ACLU and others who say that some of these guidelines for the district are going to discriminate against students of color. Do you believe that?
No, not at all, because when I was on it, it was all about equality and equity. And again, I believe that Clark County School District doesn't discriminate against any color, race, religion. It's all fairness. They want to divide people. They need to stop. They need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. This is going to be, this is our kids. This is the future of our community. And yeah, it's right now hanging in the balance, because we've got a violence problem that is really, really serious. It's always good to have you on, Kev. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your expertise. I know we'll talk again soon. Give my best to your mom downstairs, okay?
I will, my friend. Take care. Thank you, listeners, for listening to Kevin and I.
Thank you. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, talking about the violence and the new guidelines from the Clark County School District. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historically low rates combined with rising home values means that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about our smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to loandepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's got to be something we can do about the violence in our schools. If it's a matter of money, the Clark County School District is awash in capital. I mean, they got tons of dough. They got $500 million from the legislature in the last session. $500 million. They've got tons of Biden bucks flooding into the district. Are you trying to tell me that we can't have more cops in our schools? And by the way, the idea of dads walking the halls, I love it. But the first thing that's going to happen is that dad's going to get caught in the crossfire of something really bad. And you don't want to see that. Is that really the answer? I'm not sure if it is. Coming up on the show, Congressman Tom Emmer is the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. If you wonder what he does, well, his main gig is representing Minnesota's 6th Congressional District since January of 2015. He's a member of Congress, but he is also the guy in charge of getting more Republicans elected to Congress in the House and in the Senate. The House in particular, it's where he hangs his hat, so to speak. And one of the things I'm going to ask him, because I've been hearing more and more from folks at the Republican National Committee and elsewhere, that there are races across the country that are being highlighted by the leadership of the Republican Party as winnable races, possible flips, and a couple of them are right here in Nevada. We'll ask him which districts and which candidates have the best chance of winning and flipping districts from blue to red. I think it's high time we did this. We're going to get a chance to talk with Tom Emmer. He's been on the show, I think, once before. We had a good time, and I really liked having him on. I'm glad we're going to have him on again. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No. You don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio.